You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. A federal judge has struck down the nationwide hold on evictions during pandemic, saying the CDC didn't have the authority to order them. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here live. What's the immediate effect?
Well, David, the Department of Justice says it will appeal and seek an emergency stay, so that could stop any immediate effect right there, at least for now. Also, a lot of renters are protected by states having their own moratoriums, so they're probably okay again for now. Here's Emily Benfer. She chairs the American Bar Association's COVID-19 Task Force Committee on Evictions.
There are just over a dozen state moratoriums remaining across the country, and at the same time, 19 state governors and state Supreme Courts have adopted or amended and added to the CDC moratorium locally.
Now, there's a big but here, David. Florida and Texas, big populous states, they don't have their own moratoriums, so renters there are potentially exposed. Also, there's concern the judge's ruling yesterday could embolden landlords elsewhere to go ahead with evictions.
What about longer term? What happens if an appeal supports evictions?
Well, then we could start to see some serious consequences. Here's Emily Benfer again.
It has the potential to cause widespread eviction, to open the floodgates, to increase health inequity among Black and Latinx renters across the country.
All of this could be blunted by some $50 billion in assistance for renters that Congress has funded, and groups representing landlords say that's really the answer at this point, rental assistance, not more eviction bans.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.